Welcome to the Holistic Healing Connection podcast with your host, holistic practitioner and mentor, Amber Cook. Join Amber and her guests weekly for insight and practical tips to help you succeed on your path to wellness. This episode is sponsored by HealingWays.com, nurturing business, cultivating health, growing community. Your one-stop holistic health resource, HealingWAZE.com.
Hi, I'm Amber Cook. I've spent my life practicing and experimenting with holistic and alternative healthcare because I believe it is the real healthcare, the way to well-being. So stick around because your holistic healing connection starts right now. Hello, I am so excited. This episode, the one you're listening to right now, is episode number one. Thank you for witnessing my dream come true. This is so exciting. Later on in another episode, I'll tell you all about me and why I love holistic healthcare. But right now, I want you to listen in on this awesome conversation I had with my friend, Vanessa Kudo. Not only is Vanessa a kick-ass astrologer, teacher, and coach, she is also seriously curious about all aspects of life, including healthcare. In her professional life, Vanessa weaves astrology, mythology, storytelling, psychology, and business. She loves helping people see that their very own birth chart can be their marketing team to help them birth and craft a business that is aligned with their gifts, their sense of meaning, and their purpose. It's not about business as usual when you work with Vanessa. But recently, she went through an injury that took her away from helping others for a little bit. During what she calls the dragon initiation, Vanessa experienced the stark contrast between conventional or Western medicine and holistic or alternative medicine. I'm sure you can guess which one she prefers. In this conversation, you'll hear all about her experience healing through a herniated disc and sciatic pain, plus a little about astrology. Why not? Astrology is awesome. If you want to learn more about Vanessa, check her out at vanessacuto.com. That's Vanessa, C-O-U-T-O.com, or the various social media links you'll find listed on this show's notes. So let's get started. Welcome, Vanessa.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for hanging out with me today.
It's always fun. A thousand ideas per minute.
Right. You and I just idea mavens. I think that's one of your terms.
I'm an idea maven. My husband calls me a supernova of ideas. Too many.
Yeah, you know, it's a blessing and a curse for sure. But I am super excited to chat with you today about what you call your dragon initiation.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But first, I would love you to tell all the listeners a little bit about your background personally and professionally.
So I'm Vanessa Kudo. I'm originally from Brazil. I moved to Portland, Oregon after spending a few years in New York City. So for some reason, I'm also a New Yorker at heart. I do honk like a New Yorker when I'm driving, so it really annoys people here. And I'm an astrologer, and I'm an artist, and at heart, I'm a teacher. I was a teacher for a long time of English as a foreign language, and then I taught Portuguese when I lived in New York City. And so I'm a jack of all trades as well. And in true midlife fashion, I decided to quit a corporate job and be like, you know, this is my midlife moment. It wasn't buying a sports car, but it was like, I'm leaving this job. It's killing my soul. And I'm going to venture into the forest of the adventure of becoming a business owner. And so I have my private practice where I work with astrology for business branding and life purpose and how to weave it all together. Mm-hmm. And I also have a business with my husband, a small graphic design agency where we help them people make their businesses step out and shine.
Nice.
Out of the garage and into, you know, full on professional look.
Yeah. And what is the name of that company?
It's called Otterburn and Company.
Okay.
Awesome. It's a small town in northern England. That's why it's called Otterburn. So interesting story, but that's why it's the name.
Yeah, I remember the first time I heard it.
My husband's ancestors come from that place, so we figured that was a way to honor it.
Yeah, it's a great name. Great way to honor it for sure. So, so you're on this professional soul searching journey, and recently in the midst of it, you were kind of hit with a pretty big health challenge that really, from an outside perspective, rocked your world. And as
you kicked my butt.
Totally. And as your massage therapist and friend, I know a lot of the details, but I know there's still a lot more to learn. And so that is what we're going to be chatting about today. Let's talk about it. Tell everybody. Yeah.
So,
what was dragon initiation?
what I call the dragon initiation. So on Christmas Day, just last year in 2018, I woke up with a lot of actually pain down my leg, my right leg, and sort of lower back stiffness. But the pain was nothing like I had felt before. And it, to be honest, it actually had started in June of last year. And I thought was, you know, oh, I need to stretch. My piriformis is, you know,
yep.
ape shit.
Yep.
Can I say that?
Yep.
And so, you know, I tried all kinds of stuff, massage and this and that. And, you know, it just wouldn't go away. But actually, early December, I was like, oh, I think it's looking better. It's feeling better. I don't feel as much. And, you know, and in my work, I do sit a lot. You know, you're in front of the computer. Most of my sessions are virtual. So, you know, I'm in front of the computer, or I'm drawing, or I'm writing, and that sort of stuff. So, of course, sitting is the new smoking.
Right.
And and so this is where I kind of feel that sense of self-flagellation, where I get to blame myself. It's like, well, I brought this upon myself. And my mother let me know that too, that it's like, well, you sit too much. But what it turned out to be, the pain was just like, I had never felt that, you know, it was burning as if somebody was cutting, you know, just slashing a knife down my right leg.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So it was like, oh, I never felt that. What is this? So 2 days later, I asked my husband, like, you're going to have to take me to the emergency room. You know, it started on Christmas. By the 27th, I was like losing my mind.
Yeah.
We go to the emergency room, and I pretty much had, if you will, self-diagnosed myself through YouTube. The magic of Google and YouTube.
Yep.
And from the symptoms, I thought, well, this is sciatica or a pretty aggravated piriformis that was not happy, one or the other.
Yeah.
I get to the good hospital nearby, go get there. And really what I walked out with was they gave me generic Valium, you know.
Of course.
That high dose of ibuprofen. Barely touched me because they said, what do you think you have? And I said, I think I have sciatica.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, okay. And off I go home.
Awesome.
And off you rest. Just so you know, true disclosure here, the bill for that, because it, you know, my deductible was so high and all this good stuff.
Yeah.
Was $1,300. So I was like, for $1,300, I would have taken cocaine.
Right.
You know, because why would you just give me generic Valium at that and generic high dose ibuprofen for that price? And I self-diagnosed myself through YouTube. So really, $1,300 is a highway robbery, my book.
Mm-hmm.
And off I go. And still, thankfully, the next day, the emergency doctor, I don't know, and the angels must have, you know, told her to call me. She called me, and I said, I'm still in a lot of pain. So she ended up giving me some sort of like different kind of steroids, anti-inflammatory. I'm very bad at remembering medication names. Took that, and then it started feeling a little, you know, a little bit better. But I went to like chiropractor. I went to acupuncture. I saw you, and when I went to see you, I was in so much pain. The minute I saw your face, I was already in tears.
Yep.
And the pain just continued, and it was excruciating. And I, you know, only just recently, it's been a week now that I've gone back to sleeping in bed, because I was just sleeping on the floor. The floor was my friend.
Wow. Yeah.
And there was no sitting. There was no sit. Standing was painful. My husband all of a sudden had to take care of everything in the house. Cook, work, bring everything up to me. I was pretty debilitated.
Yeah.
And that was scary because all of a sudden, you know, I couldn't even work at my computer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God for, you know, an iPad, but still I couldn't do my work. It just put everything into just like a stop. And there's that tough break of like, we're not making you move.
Yeah.
And in my work and in my background of, you know, depth psychology and counseling and astrology, mm-hmm. for me, working with imagery is very important because it helps you, or at least helps me. When I have a sense, when I have a thread of the story, I can kind of navigate that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking, oh, the spine, you know, looks like a dragon, you know, if you just look at the bones, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be, I had to go for an MRI, it turned out to be a herniated disc in the most classic of places, the between the L4 and the L5, for those who like the technical stuff.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the cause, we don't know. I truly think is, yes, there was a lot of sitting. A sedentary life isn't good. But also, I think there's a lot of emotional stuff. It all came in the heels of, you know, my father died in 2017. My mother visited. It was a tough visit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think everything just compounded as well into that. And I believe that whatever stuff we have happening in our bodies is not just mechanical.
It's That's true, yeah.
Psychosomatic. Not just psychosomatic, but also spiritual. There's something there, right? How do we... And it turned out to be that when it all happened was around eclipse season, and often eclipses are considered the dragons.
Okay.
It's a bit of a longer astrological explanation, but you can engage with the eclipse as a sense of a dragon. I thought, oh my God, I'm being Khaleesi here from Game of Thrones trying to ride the dragon. Or more likely, the dragon was riding me. And also, a lot of the sensations I had felt like cutting and burning.
Uh-huh.
And so I do think it was like, oh, burning, right?
Yeah.
And so what I did was a few things. People have asked me, like, thankfully now I feel way better. I'm not in pain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I avoid sitting, and my maximum sitting is 2 hours, and that's already like, okay, enough. I'm, you know, back to walking and all that good stuff. But I grew up, I grew up partially in Brazil, partially here. So, you know, truly bicultural.
Mm-hmm.
But in Brazil, alternative holistic medicine has a very strong ground, even though traditional medicine, you know, still holds the reins.
Yep.
And we could even say that to a certain degree, it's a cultural war between the two of them. So I grew up in a partially in a family and in a culture that people use both,
mm-hmm.
the alternative and the traditional.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've always been curious to holistic alternative modes of healing. I've always been open to that. To me, I never desecrated one or the other. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes you need, if you broke your leg, you need to go to that doctor.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. You can't rub some herbs on a broken leg.
No.
You can to make it feel better, but it's
better.
Not going to fix or set the
No. You know, like my mother had breast cancer twice. Yeah, you need that, you know, so you need to approach, you need to know what's happening.
Yeah.
And my father had a lung transplant before, you know, cancer got him. And again, it was traditional therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Western therapy. So in the midst of all this, I was grateful for a few things. I was grateful for the people I knew that were in holistic healing. You, of course, being one of the key elements that helped me. And I highly recommend, this is my pitch for Amber.
You're in the Portland area, Portland, Oregon.
Her hands and her massage is magical. In the best possible massage healing kind of way. And, you know, other folks that I reached out, friends, and I said, hey, something's happening. I need help.
Yeah.
And so I had friends who were alternative physical therapists that offered their services. I did trades. I paid. I did a few. So when people ask me, how did you get better? Did you have to have the injection? Did you have to have the back surgery? I was like, God forbid, no.
Yeah.
I did everything except, you know, visit a shaman, but that in the whole sort of dramatic way of the smudge. And, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't have that. I didn't have to kill the chicken, joking aside. But even I did some sort of shamanic journeys as well. So I had friends who came and they gave me. So I did acupuncture, massage. I did kind of like a shamanic journey to the body. There's a German lady not far from Portland here that does a sort of a kind of like a guided meditation, but it's kind of like a journey to get to the pain.
Nice.
I don't know what to call her therapy, but it was helpful as well. Mm-hmm. I have friends do energy work, Reiki. I did kind of like a shamanic healing with Darcy from Healing Ways. And everything. I went to therapy. I talked to the therapist. I did tapping. I did physical therapy, of course. I went to the doctor again after the emergency room. I changed insurance. In the middle of this, I was changing insurance.
Oh, great.
So that was a whole to-do.
Yeah.
Went to the doctor, and they gave me prednisone, and that thing kept me up. So not only was I in pain, it was helping. I was in pain, but I couldn't sleep. And so that was a bit of a like, oh, my. And I did the MRI, physical therapy, talked to the neurosurgeon. To see if I was going to, you know, and he explained the back surgery. I was like, hells no, I knew I didn't have, I was not going for that. I was going to do everything in my capability not to go even to the injection. And I learned that a lot of people, friends of mine that had it or knew people who had it, and everybody, oh, it's excruciating. And then I thought, you know, I feel that certain things like this that really, they really stop you on your tracks. You know, may it be grief, may it be a big life something, but sometimes it's a injury or it's an illness.
Yeah,
it's definitely an initiation, right? And so I really approached it from that angle. It's like, okay, this is not fun. I am in deep pain. Oh, by the way, I did one of the things that did help a lot as well. And for those of you in states where cannabis is legal, CBD, good quality CBD was very helpful. With a touch of THC was very helpful to just to take the edge off, because I couldn't sleep. I was in pain the whole time. Yeah. I thought I was losing my mind.
Yeah.
But it did help in terms of calming me down, and then just taking, you know, good quality CBD daily. I know
with a touch of the THC, so you're not getting high.
No, and the one actually that I still take has barely any trace of THC, and it's a it's made out of hemp, good quality hemp.
Nice,
and it's very good. So I think those things help. So I was open to alternative medicine, as long as, of course, it wouldn't interact in a bad way with. And it was interesting, I told the neurosurgeon I was doing this. I said, in full disclosure, I'm telling you I'm doing this. And thankfully he wasn't like, well, don't even tell me about it.
He was
like, I just don't have enough information to see how it's going to interact with the drugs. By then they took me off of prednisone and gave me something else, which I'm already out of, not taking anymore, so that's good. But it's interesting how my experience in Western medicine is that it's almost, you can see the grip that health insurance, which I consider highly organized mafia. Like, if you think about Italian mafia meets Japanese, Russian mafia together, that's the health insurance system.
Agree.
And so I think you can tell how they feel. They don't want to, they either like, I don't see it, I don't know. Or they don't want to talk about it, or they're very cautious. They don't want to say anything that might, of course, be problematic for him, for them. And so this is interesting, because I thought, people, we need to get over ourselves. We need to be able to talk about this, or to do the right research. You know, there needs to be a marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
So that was the whole story. So thankfully now I feel much better.
Good.
No medication anymore.
Yay. Awesome. So yeah, so I have some questions. I would love to go back to your visit to the emergency room. Did they ever once give you any suggestions or recommendations once you left there, or just gave you a prescription and told you to call your GP or?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. And this is the other thing I found interesting as well. Because at the same time I had seen my acupuncturist, I went to a chiropractor that she recommended. Mm-hmm. I had my friend who's like an alternative physical therapist come. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed, and I've noticed this before as well, even before this whole crisis, because I, you know, monthly I like to get my acupuncture. It's like I'm a car. It's like my car maintenance.
Yeah.
To the body.
It really
and,
is.
You know, massage, I highly recommend it. Anyway, what I've noticed is that the holistic practitioners, and of course, not all of them, mm-hmm. but in my experience, they have much more of a pronounced curiosity to whatever's happening with you. Oh, yeah, I did Watsu.
Oh, that's right.
Good too. By the time I did Watsu, I was feeling already a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
But highly recommend too, as you know, it's like physical therapy meets massage in water.
Yeah.
It's absolutely divine. So what I noticed is that they have more of a curiosity to see, tell me more what's happening. Mm-hmm. They are more, more willing to suggest things. And of course, in my case, they touch you more. They go and touch your body and poke and say, this, is this here? Is it there? And and I found that traditional medicine, that there's no touching. There's no, like, I think they're so gripped with time. I mean, I was surprised that neurosurgeon spoke to me for like half an hour, and then I did not sense in him a sense of rush.
That's nice.
And the second time I also had a meeting with him, he too did not, I didn't feel like he was like, okay, you know. No, he was there. He was present. So that I do say I am grateful for those. But in the emergency room, for an example, and then later when I saw the doctor, it was this sense of like, okay, you tell me, but there's a very, I mean, how you end up in the emergency room, I feel like she touched my leg and she did a pretty simple sort of nerve, you know, they knock on your knee thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, like, in-depth stuff.
Yeah, not even to touch the muscle tissue to see if it felt tight.
And then I went to physical therapy. So by the end of January, it took so long to book that because they're mm-hmm. so booked. I'm always amazed, like they're super booked. And this is not just here in the US, because I hear my mother complaining about in Brazil, they're super, super booked.
Mm.
Every doctor, everything.
Yeah.
And in physical therapy too, the exercise they gave me were pretty simple. I did them and mm-hmm. I can say they helped, and I think there was a combination. I did them. I, you know, everything else combined as well helped.
Yeah.
But I was also surprised with a little bit of, they were attentive, but I could sense the narrow-mindedness a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so my comparison in my experience between holistic health and traditional Western medicine is that holistic health is still operating, perhaps, a little bit more free. It's almost like the Wild West, not as wild anymore, but they're willing to engage and go to the frontier of something.
Mm-hmm.
As traditional therapy is a little bit like, we're the colonies in the East. We're established. We've been here since the beginning. I don't think we need to go wild. and ask. Plus, we don't have time because we're bound by all the fear of litigation and insurance, and we don't have time. We're super, super booked. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so I think you can see how the two, to a certain degree, need to meet in the middle somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they do. Definitely.
I mean, I'm glad that acupuncture and some health insurances that allow for acupuncture mm-hmm. or allow for massage, but there are other modalities that could still come into play. And of course, I do think, and this is the other thing, and then I'll step off my soapbox here and you can ask me a question. I do think that now more than ever, patients need to be informed, right? So like I went having read a few things about what could have, you know, what was happening with me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go with a certain discerning mind. You cannot go anymore to your doctor or your health practitioner with this sort of like, please fix me, help me. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, there's way, Google exists for a reason. We can do that. Mm-hmm. But having said that, there's a shadow side of that too, where I can sense in the culture now that people are like, well, I know better. I will not listen to the practitioner or the doctor either.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I can go and find this for myself. So there is a rebellion as well, that people are not as willing as well to listen to the experts. So there's a strange dance happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see this in the traditional therapists as well. And I remember my father would complain about this, actually, that the doctor would be like, well, if you want, you can do this. Well, if you want. And my father would be like, you're the doctor.
Right. It's
in or out, you tell me what I need to do and I'll do it. Mm-hmm. So there is a strange mix now, because people are, especially traditional medicine, I think they're so afraid of the litigation. There's such a fear in the field,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to say anything.
Yeah.
Some, not all, some of them are very like, this is the what I'm preaching and either you do or you don't. My mother has had arguments with her cardiologist because now this is the medication. It's like, but it's not working, and off it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some strange thing happening. So I do think we have to go informed.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have more agency for our own health and be curious more than ever, because they're not going to give you the answers. Either they're not going to sit down and say, this is it, you know, all of it.
Yeah.
It's really a dialogue that needs to happen.
Yeah.
And in my family, I have a lot of family members that if the doctor says, this is what you need to take, they never even read the, the medication comes with the whole list of.
Yeah, that insert. That
the insert that says.
Horrible things it can do to you.
Yeah. So people do that. And my mother taught me to never do that. You always read and you see, mm-hmm. you know, what are some of the symptoms that could happen.
Yeah.
So it requires a lot of agency now.
It does. And unfortunately, we have been conditioned to, although there's this rebellion, as you said, we have been conditioned to just, you know, that's the professional, that's the expert, just listen to everything they say, mm-hmm. and just stop right there. And they don't allow a lot of questions. And if you do question, you often get treated as if,
You're a difficult patient.
You're taking up their time. So unfortunately,
it's a strange mix.
It is a mix, but in conventional Western medicine, you do have to be very self-advocating. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, most of us aren't. That's where a lot of us get lost. You know, had you not been a self-advocator and been surrounded by this awesome tribe of healers and woo-woo people, as I personally like to refer to myself, what would that have looked like for you? I mean, I can imagine you would have left the emergency room with these prescriptions, gone to your doctor, you would have probably ended up with back surgery.
Yeah.
After getting steroids injected into you more times than you actually should ever have in your life.
Yeah. And one of the stuff the doctor gave me a prescription for was some kind of narcotic for the pain. And I was like, no, I'm not taking that.
Yeah.
Bring in good the CBD, you. But I'm not taking that.
Good for you.
I just thought it was so interesting how easily they give you that.
Yeah.
Still with everything. Still,
right? I know.
And yeah, I do think, I don't know. I think I'm, as a person, I'm naturally curious.
Yeah.
Perhaps too much. And so I think I would have Googled the shit out of everything and just would have tried to find a way. Yeah. Just to go back to the dragon symbology. Yeah. Because I'm a big mythology fan. I work a lot with it. And so the dragon is linked to the serpent, to the snake. And of course, the snake is the symbol, and the caduceus and the two snakes is the symbol of healing.
Mm-hmm.
And to the ancients, the snake, symbolizes the goddess and all this good stuff. So in talking to this lady who I did a sort of shamanic journey to the body, mm-hmm. She's German, and she was telling me she used to be a doctor in Germany. She's been in the U.S. for a while, so here she does this, alternative healing.
Yeah.
And so she was telling me that in Germany, they use snake venom, you know, treated uh-huh. as painkillers for back pain.
Wow.
And I was like, what? You know, like, that again, please? Uh-huh. And so I went online and I researched, it's true. And there's uh-huh. actually in the US, you can actually find medication for back pain that is made out of snake venom.
Interesting. See,
and there's
like,
yeah. And they're saying that it's actually way better than, of course, all the narcotics that uh-huh. they're giving, because it doesn't create the addiction. But it doesn't seem mm-hmm. to be, of course, yet as popular. Yeah. So I was really gripped with this vision of like, if I could have that, right? Wouldn't that, you know, wouldn't that be interesting? But just yeah. the imagery that the very snake, the very, you know, if you think about the back.
Yeah.
And if you think about how back pain is so pervasive in our culture, right? I mean,
it is.
Even the model that the doctor showed me of the spine and the mm-hmm. spot where, because the herniated disc, it was, of course, the L4. It was already marked.
Wow.
It comes with that mark because it's so common. So I was yeah. having the most common, you know, of, you know, herniated discs mm-hmm. in the lower back. So which symbolically to me also shows something very interesting about what's happening in our culture. It's not just the sitting.
Yeah.
True. There are physical mechanical issues that come up. But if you think about symbolically, perhaps everybody in our culture is carrying way too much on their back. Because yeah. that's the part of the body that you need that support. Mm-hmm. And it's that halfway point between bending back and, you know, bending mm-hmm. down. And so it's really interesting to think about that, that culturally there needs to be a marriage right there in the middle. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Another one. I love it. Well, and like you said in your blog post, The Journey and Wisdom of Pain, you can find that on healingways.com/health and wellness blog. You said in there, and this is in quotes, it's vital to find the nugget of wisdom in all in life's experiences. And it sounds like this journey you went through, you found lots of nuggets of wisdom.
I'm still processing those nuggets.
And you have come through the other side. You sounds like you have been through all the different types of therapies. I mean, I know there's still a lot more you could have tried, but you found the ones that worked for you.
I didn't try more, mainly for like finances and also just sense of like, I, you know, in that time I thought my husband had to drive me everywhere, and I would ride the car. I'd be in the car like a lab dog in the backseat.
I know. I remember that.
He said we got a lot of funny looks.
I bet. So, out of all the different therapies that you tried, which I think you do, you have to try, it's always a combination of things, and some things mm-hmm. work for one person that won't work for another. Any that really stood out to you, like just your top two, and you don't have to say massage just to flatter me.
Oh, I love massage anytime. So I will flatter you. And a side note on massage.
Yeah.
I've always liked massage, but I always felt like it was a luxury. You know, it's mm-hmm. that thing. Oh yeah, when I go to a spa, I'll have a massage.
Yeah.
But I'm no frequent, you know, member of a spa, so that was never happening.
Yeah.
But years ago, I had a lot of shoulder issues again because of the computer and the mousing mm-hmm. and all this good stuff. That I had to go to physical therapy, and I ended up having to go to massage as well. And of course, it helped me enormously. Mm-hmm. Massage. I ended up just doing massage, and I took it as like, oh, this is the thing you need to do.
Yeah.
And then for a while, I stopped. And when my father died, mm-hmm. I started experiencing a lot of upper back tension and pain. You know, it wasn't full on the pain that I used to have, but it was very tense. I could tell my muscles were super tense.
That heart chakra of yours was,
yeah, you know, just not having a happy day.
Yeah.
And you know, and I just thought, oh my God, it's coming back. That's all, you know, I went into the spin. And then I actually read a book about one of the books I read on grief. Mm-hmm. And it mentioned muscle pain as part of the journey in grief. And once I was like, oh, thank God, you know, this is what I need to know. Because all of a sudden I'm thinking, oh, I got a whole bigger problem.
Yeah.
Physically. But it was really, and so, you know, I did the grief work I needed to do, and it's a continuous thing. Mm-hmm. And it got better. So just a side note on massage.
Yeah.
I think even if you're not just wanting to have a relaxed experience, mm-hmm. if you're going through a tough time like grief or you're grieving, so I would highly recommend a massage. Yeah. But I think each one had its special thing for me. I wouldn't say one was better than any other.
Nice. Okay.
So massage and watsu, I found it was relaxing because there's something mm-hmm. about pain that I never had felt pain that strongly.
Yeah.
Was that it focuses you really tight. Like your bandwidth is like to the core. If it's not within that inner circle of your focus, you just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And so I found massage to be something that allowed for a little release, mm-hmm. right? From yeah. that tension that you're constantly gripping, you're kind of waiting for the next wave of pain. I felt yeah. that I was constantly in pain, so I couldn't relax everything else in the body too. And as you know, you were there for me. My neck got all weak, you know, tense because I was, you know, lying down all the time trying to work on my yep. iPad.
It's all connected.
All connected.
Yeah.
So that was one. So watsu and massage, because watsu being sort of a physical therapy. And
so the most immediate relief probably came from those, and then a combination of everything else
yeah.
that you threw at it, basically, which we should do. We should do. We should fill our toolbox and find a holistic practitioner that maybe can help guide you. You know, a lot of... If you are just seeing one, if you go to a massage therapist or an acupuncturist or even just a talk therapy, a holistic counselor for talk mm-hmm. therapy, ask them,
mm-hmm.
you know, because not everybody is like you and I. So ask them, like, what are some other things that you recommend? Do you know anybody that could, you know, and just create your own health team, your real health team.
Right? And don't approach it just from... the body side. Of mm-hmm. course you want the relief if yeah. that's where it's at. But I did find that the mental psychological work helped me at least have a different perspective or more hope or be able to surrender to it. And so talk therapy, some sort of whatever healing modality that involves a bit of story and imagery yeah. helps if you're kind of that.
Yeah.
But maybe just talking it out, what's happening, the stresses that you know, brings into your life and being able to sort of like vent or
yeah.
speak to that yeah. might allow, you know, it's all really connected.
I mean, it really it's is.
Extremely connected.
Yes.
It's
all holistic.
Really all holistic.
And as a business owner, I mean, this was really tough being self-employed in the midst of, I mean, you're at what stage in this current business?
You know, third year.
Yeah.
Early days.
And you've kind of maybe changed your niche a little bit and are working through some changes, and then this comes right in the midst of it. So it's probably impacted your business a little bit, and hopefully now that you've come out the other side in a positive way, because
yeah,
found a lot of nuggets of wisdom that I missed. Assuming help your own business.
It did become a bit of a sort of dark night of the soul because mm-hmm. once I was on the floor and I couldn't do anything. I mean, I couldn't even make coffee or go downstairs. You know, it was so painful.
Yeah.
And so I was sort of riding that wave. Your mind goes, and I couldn't sleep for a good 2-3 weeks, really mm-hmm. sleep well. And so your mind goes into dark places.
Yeah.
But what I felt like it has come out of that for me was a bit more clarity and confidence in how I can bring another spoke of my life's wheel into my business. That's my whole thing. Like mm-hmm. a lot of my tagging and messaging is in your business is healing, mm-hmm. not just for others,
yeah.
whatever it is, the business, but it's also healing. Yeah. For you, mm-hmm. and one of the things that I think it's healing for you is that the business is an arena in which you are called to bring in all the spokes of your wheel,
yeah,
your life's wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I did share the story of the wisdom of pain as I saw it at that moment,
mm-hmm.
As it hopes that you know that wouldn't just help me; it could help others
yeah.
in some way. It would give them a thread of something,
yeah.
I mean, I had to stop. I couldn't, I was in the midst of creating a course that I'm finally going to launch in April, but all of a sudden I couldn't do it. I couldn't sit in front of the computer. So that brings a lot of fears and insecurity. So I'm really thankful and grateful for my husband, you know, for keeping working and doing, and that we, you know, we have the graphic design agency too.
Yeah. And you had a good support. You had a great support team in with him and your friends, your colleagues.
Oh my God. Friends visiting. So grateful because I'm a Gemini. I need to talk.
I was going to say,
if you haven't noticed yet. And so, oh my God, at some point I was like, please visit me. Otherwise their visit helped me a lot emotionally and psychologically. Just that for a couple of hours of this, you know, quote unquote distraction was wonderful. So don't leave your friends who are ill or injured by themselves all the time. I mean, respect their privacy and all this good stuff, but really you do need company.
Nice. That's a great little PSA.
Reach out.
And that just speaks to the talk therapy again. I'm sure that was super helpful. Because those feelings, those emotions, those, you know, you're going through grief and fear, they get stuck in your body. Mm-hmm. And talking them out, it definitely helps as well, whether with a trusted friend or a professional. So I did just want to ask you on the note of healing, because I know that in your business, you help business owners craft a business that's aligned with their birth chart, being an astrologer. In fact, you like to say birthing and crafting business is a heroic journey for our modern time. Another Vanessa-ism. And how can astrology also have a healing aspect for people?
Well, one of the astrology is so ancient and so vast. One of the fields in astrology is actually medical astrology, which I don't do, but there's a lot of good medical astrologers out there that can really help in that way. So that's one level, right? But I do think that just in general, astrology can be extremely helpful because you get to see a bit of a compass in where you're going and heading. It's not written in stone, but it allows you to illuminate what's the journey about. So I think it informs us in a way, it gives us the geography, the landscape in which we're traversing. And I think it's good to know. It can be very healing because it gives you some agency in which to, how you're dealing with it. It allows you not to be such a victim of, oh, it's happening to me. That's one level of consciousness. But if the clients I tend to work with, they have a better ability to be like, no, it's not happening to me. There's a conversation here. So I think astrology can help because it illuminates the path. And now you get to choose how you're going to engage and approach that path, but at least it can shed some light on what's happening.
Nice.
So you know where to focus.
Yeah.
And so I think that to me is extremely helpful. And to understand better who you are, I think at the end of the day, we are really here to get to be more fully ourselves. And we have to remove a lot of obstacles within ourselves, or maybe we have to deal with family and culture issues that block us from being fully expressive, being able to fully shine our sun, right? And to use astrology language. And so I think astrology helps us really understand us better, ourselves, understand what cycle, what kind of stage in the heroic journey are we. I think the heroic journey is a good sort of framework to work with because we get to see, oh, this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I may go kicking and screaming, but this is what I need to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's not to be minimized, but there is something to be said about feeling validated. You know,
there is. Yeah.
I have clients that say, oh God, this is, it's like you're reading my mind. It's like, this is what I've been feeling. And I used to, in the beginning, think, oh, that's not enough. I need to do more. But actually there is something to be said. No, this is this. And you feel validated and that gives you confidence to keep going, I think.
Yeah. And as someone who has had, who has worked with you and you have read my personal chart and put it up against my business chart, it is very healing, not not just healing for my business, but healing for myself. You're right. Just getting that affirmation of you're not crazy.
You're not crazy. This, maybe you are crazy, but keep going.
And that's okay. And that this is, you know, the way you are. And it is really, really a healing thing. I know that you don't specifically work on life coaching through astrology. You do put the two together for business owners and for,
I do a bit of both because it ends up having a component. So I'm glad for my counseling background, but.
Yeah. Well, and because as if you're self-employed and you're a business owner, especially one that's a small business
owner, the face of the business.
Yeah. You're connected to it, right? I mean,
yeah.
There's not a lot of separation between you and the business. And you need to be healed for the business to be healed. And astrology.
Yeah. And I try to show that juncture there where, mm-hmm. you know, perhaps you can see what you have as, you might have thought it was a liability. It might actually be a good thing for your business. So that juncture between, you know, let's see what you have here to shine.
Yeah.
Another thing about healing, I think mm-hmm. it's interesting that always struck me is the meaning of the word really comes from making something whole. And so I do think from that perspective, a lot of things in life can be quote unquote healing because it making things whole again? Because I think it's safe to say we are pretty aware now we live in a very fragmented culture.
Mm-hmm.
Our attention is fragmented. I don't know about you, but I sure have a hard time focusing on things.
Yeah.
Because there's so many distractions, right? We're overwhelmed with information. So there's a lot of things in our times that brings things into a fragmentation. I mean, mm-hmm. we can see our whole political system being fragmented, right?
Yeah.
So I think the idea of healing can be taken for sure outside of the realm, beyond the realm of the body
mm-hmm.
as well, because we need to bring things into some sort of cohesion.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that in my view of business is that businesses, whatever it may be, we are being called, whatever it is you're trying to bring into the world, your answer to a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born, I like this idea in astrology, that when you were born, in your chart, you're an answer to a collective question, the question of the times, of the zeitgeist.
Okay.
So if I take that further, I can say that whatever you're creating in the world, be it your business or a creative project or something,
mm-hmm.
you're bringing into the world, you're answering a deeper question. So if we approach business from that perspective, the business is also healing others, especially if you're in the holistic field.
Yeah.
But also healing you for sure, because uh-huh. one of the things that I was very surprised, even though I thought, oh, I should have known better, but I was surprised about is that when you start the entrepreneurial journey and you think, well, I've dealt with my daddy issues. I've dealt with my mommy issues. Mm-hmm. I've done years of therapy. And then you start your business and bam, all that good stuff you did in therapy, now the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
So... Yeah. So don't go with that hubris and thinking. Mm-hmm. So the business is also healing aspects of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And for sure, economically, if we want to keep living on earth and not destroy it, we will have to change how we do business too.
Yeah.
That's the other bigger healing, I think.
Yeah.
A business healing. From a different perspective.
Yeah. Healing the world, which needs a lot of healing right now. Mm-hmm. One last question. So did you use...
I'll give you two.
Did you use astrology in this last healing journey that you went through? Did you look at your own chart often and try to figure out where
the hell it I did. And sometimes, you know, like how, at least this is how we say it in Brazil, the patron saint performs no miracles at home.
Uh-huh.
I would look at my own chart and I knew the major transits and I was kind of thinking this might be it, but I was slightly baffled as well, because I think when you're looking at your own chart or if you're a tarot reader, this happens a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
You do your own cards, your own chart, and you can see things, but you're so emotionally attached that you may not see the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I did. Thankfully, I have a friend in Brazil who is an astrologer as well, and I really respect her approach.
Uh-huh.
And so we had a session, so I wanted to see something beyond that I couldn't see myself. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, she said something that validated what I didn't want to acknowledge, you know, that I was like, oh yeah, I kind of know it is. And then when, once she said it, you're like, okay, all right. You know, so now, yes, for sure, to understand the stage I was at. Mm-hmm. I didn't have like a medical astrology thing, but session, but it did help me understand the bigger picture.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. Well, I am so glad that you're feeling better and you are back to your wonderful, energetic, teaching self. And you're getting ready to launch this new program that you just told me about.
Yeah.
In April. That can be found at your website. What is your website?
VanessaCouto.com. And my last name, Couto, is C-O-U-T-O.
All right. Perfect. So yeah. Vanessa. Thank you. Because every time I've known you for a while and every time I go to spell your name, I have to double check.
Yeah. Some people, they switch the O and the U.
Yep. Yep. Well, as always, Vanessa, it has been awesome chatting with you.
It's always fun.
And people can find Vanessa also on healingways.com. You can actually just go into the advanced search and type in Vanessa and she'll pop up.
Yeah.
And you can contact her about the astrology work she does. You could even reach out and, you know, if you wanted to know more about things she spoke of, Vanessa would love to probably chat with you and tell you some of her nuggets of wisdom that came out of this life.
For whatever it's worth, yes.
if you resonate with anything she said, she's awesome to chat with. And she is located in Portland, Oregon, but her work, as she said before, is virtual. She can help.
I'm international.
She's international even.
my last nugget of wisdom is, I find that curiosity is an unsung heroine in the world now.
Yeah.
And I would call for, and I'm glad that Elizabeth Gilbert has already touched on that. Brené Brown has been touching on that too. I'm very grateful that more and more people are speaking of curiosity. So approach whatever is happening with you. Allow for some space, because of course we have fears and things that pop up. Don't let that be the driving force to it. Allow for some space for your curiosity to be like, I wonder, you know, I wonder about that. Approach something with a bit of a beginner's mind, because I think it helps us in the journey as well, gives us agency and also opens up new avenues. You know, when people said, you know, like the lady said, oh, they do snake venom as, you know, medicine for back pain. I was like, what? Let me check, you know?
Nice.
Be curious.
Yeah.
Be curious.
I love that. Another Vanessa-ism.
Curiosity did not kill the cat. I have two cats. Trust me, they're not dead.
Oh, man, I love you. All right, Vanessa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us. And I look forward to doing this again with you, chatting with you more. You've just listened to Holistic Healing Connection with me, Amber Cook. You can find out more about me and other holistic healers, coaches, and practitioners at healingwaze.com. That's healing, WAZE.com, or on most major social media outlets. If you are a holistic professional and would like to be a guest on this podcast, please go to healingwaze.com to join. If you have been helped by holistic or alternative medicine, I'd love to help you share your story on this podcast to help inspire others. Please email us at info@healingwaze.com with the title Podcast Guest. And don't forget to come back every week for more holistic fun. Thanks for listening and have a beautiful day.